This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Wake up, you need to make money.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Thank you for listening today. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I'm like so geeking out about this hot tub that we're going to get. John and I spent, I swear to God, we like came up with all these ways because we have, there's a fence kind of near where the hot tub is. And I'm like sitting there thinking, you know, dreaming about my hot tub. And I'm like, you know, someone could see in here. We're going to use this thing naked every day. So what are we going to do about this? And we had like this really long discussion about how we were going to make sure that there was no peep show going on at the Clark house.
Why?
Because we don't want to.
You come from a long line of voyeurs. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Which
Ellie
is exactly
wanted
why
everyone
I'm so
to
paranoid
see.
About
no,
it.
Ellie.
And John had his peoples. Like this other John that I know called my brother. Yeah, I want to enjoy it and not be like worried that like the neighborhood can see us.
You know, I know that the
we
bummer.
We got a kid with a drone in the neighborhood too. He's always flying around.
Well, you know, that's good stuff. I remember when you first told that story about your brother, John, and how he would, there was a peephole, but he would only look at your friend. And I'm like, you're nuts. You have to be.
But I knew that it was there. So I would only dress in the bathroom.
So, but you'd let your friend do a...
No, that was the only time I caught him was when there was... We would get changed in my room to go to the pool.
Of course.
And so I'd come up the stairs. I'm like, what are you doing? And there he is looking at Susie Wagner through my wall. She was hot. She probably knew. She didn't care.
What?
I mean, I'm not saying that she was asking for that, but she was like a person who was hot and knew it and didn't mind.
Well, and I told you and explained that your brother, because of, you know, the raging hormones of a young boy, mm-hmm. I'm sure he checked you out too. Like, that's just,
no.
I know you're his
that
sister, but no,
definitely
it happened.
Did
this
not
is
happen.
The conversation.
Absolutely not.
As you sat there
it didn't
going,
happen. No one would
no,
look at their
my
sister.
Brother would,
it's like looking
yeah.
at your mother. You wouldn't do it. So it's not the same. Just
what are you talking
it.
About? The whole neighborhood looked at your mother.
Yeah, but not my brother. My brother wouldn't look at her. My brother didn't look at anybody in the family. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's like the most ridiculous thing ever. It's like one of the funniest things you've ever said. That would just never happen.
Okay.
That didn't happen. That
right.
It wouldn't happen and it can't happen and it
right.
won't. And it never would and did or did. It won't. Anyway, Creative Energy, they do, they're a hot tub
yeah.
place.
The peep show, right, back to that.
No, so they, but that's the thing. I don't want there to be a peep show. So I'm like, well, what are our options? For this.
Wearing like, swimsuits?
No, oh God, no, that is not an option. I want to use this hot tub every day. The whole point of getting the hot tub for me now when my kids are gone, like it's just me and John in the house. We can be naked anytime we want to. Like I want to be out there and be able to do fun stuff with him too. And not have to worry that, you know, someone's filming us from outside the...
Well, broadcasting, it's a good idea.
That it's going to be right. That it's going to be all closed off and you can't see it. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Spring's just around the corner. And so is my eagerly awaited brand new hot tub from Creative Energy.
That's right. There'll be a roof, everyone.
There actually will be a roof at some point because look at the drone kid. There's got to be. There has to be. I can't have that. Trying to tell you my concerns. I have to make it into this thing where the whole, where everyone's waiting for me to get in there for the first time. Maybe I'll only use it at night. Maybe I'll put curtains around it. That might work.
You should flip a timer over the fence just so that by the peephole, people can get their 5 or however long the line is.
Oh, won't they just chalkboard that onto the back of the fence? Isn't that how that works usually?
I know.
Like reserved times.
If
you got to take your chances, right?
I had stumbled across a peephole into the tub of nudity.
That's why we're going to, that's what we're talking about, Vinny. I'm trying to make it so that that is eliminated as an option. We have a very nice private backyard, but there are definitely gaps in the fence.
Of
like
course there are.
You know, it's a fence. That's what happens.
Right.
So I was thinking about, I mean, there are a few options. I'm not going to say what we're going to do. Stupid thing. Didn't realize we were going to get out. Anyway, I would like to say thank you to Creative Energy because I'm super excited.
You didn't realize bringing up the conversation you and John had about being nude in the hot tub would end up being about a conversation about being nude in the hot tub?
No. I mean, I'm fine with that, but I didn't realize it was going to be this thing where you were going to give every kid in the neighborhood a plan on how to like get a gander. You're the one, not me. I'm trying to, deal with like an adult problem of like, oh my God, I'm trying to like protect my privacy here. And you're like, oh, well, here's some workarounds, kids.
It's me.
It's always you. Anyway, let me just do my thing here and then we'll move on. Creative Energy. My location is in San Rafael. They're all over the Bay Area. Go to creativeenergy.com and check this out. I'm super excited. And by the way, not just hot tubs, like, plunge pools. Huge party boat style ones, huge. They have gigantic ones. We got a very small one. And I'm very much excited about it. I feel like I've given them enough of a plug now that I can just move. Thank you, Creative Energy. I'll try to keep that guy in check. I know he's,
yes!
I know he's ruining
this
everything.
Guy.
That guy's,
Oh my God, I'm gonna barf.
Yeah, he makes he's got kids, so everybody at his house has to, go. We're gonna have little hooks for our robes. It's gonna be so, oh my God. I can't wait. I can't wait to be a hot tub person. With no kids. I'm a hot tub person with no kids. It's like all my dreams are coming true. Okay, we're gonna start with, not with Diddy, I'll tell you that right now. That guy can...
Oh, you know what? Someone wrote in when you were talking about Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz. Whatever.
Diaz.
They wrote in and said, Cameron Diaz went out with Diddy for like 4 years, which I don't know that to be true.
I don't remember that.
But when you were talking about how she's, now finally back on the set and things have changed and I'm sure she saw that in the olden days and people wrote in and said she went out with Diddy.
On again, off again.
She has seen some stuff.
On again, off again from 08 to 2012. So she's married to one of the guy in the rock band. Good Charlotte,
yes. One of the Madden brothers. Benji or, I don't know the other ones, but they're the Madden brothers.
So they've been married for quite a while and then they had kids and stuff. So this, if she's back after 11 years, I guess by 2012, she was done with Diddy. I don't remember that at all. Boy, he got some big names. Maybe he tried to satisfy himself with the big names for a while and said, I don't want to show the debauchery. But yeah, she had to have seen some stuff.
I don't know.
I wonder if people are asking her about it as she's promoting this movie.
You and I both know what it's like to have someone come through in a little bit of controversy and their person says, bring that up and I'm pulling her out. Mention that and the interview's over.
It does look like there are some places where she says some stuff. I'm not going to sit here while we're on the air and read them, but that's it. That is interesting. I'll see if there's some kind of timeline and some answers to some questions. In the meantime, let's talk about the other resident whack job. Kanye West. Kanye West, that Super Bowl ad that he did where he sent you to Yeezy.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a national commercial. It did air in a lot of parts of America, but it was not, it was slotted into local slots in various markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always, you know, our local Fox affiliate had their own inventory of time that they could sell. And then there's the national commercials, and those are the ones that are the $8 million a piece. So I don't know what he paid to get on in a million different little markets, but it's what you didn't necessarily, because I did not see the Yeezy commercial when it went, like, I don't know that it was that he paid to have it air here is all I'm saying. However, he did run an ad. It's him on his iPhone. He's laying down at the dentist's office, showing off his new, now white titanium teeth or something. Same deal. It still looks like the Halloween vampire teeth without all the detail. And when you clicked on his link, because he ends as a 30-second commercial, and the last thing you see is Yeezy.com.
Yeezy.com is currently unavailable.
Because it was selling swastika shirts. So when you clicked on it during the Super Bowl, and if you typed that in and clicked on it, there was a t-shirt, a white t-shirt with a black swastika on it. And that's what he was selling for $20 a piece. So I don't, honestly, no further comment. What the actual is,
you know,
he doing?
I was talking about earlier that there are things that are reasons maybe something happened, but aren't an excuse. I believe he has mental illness.
Oh, yes.
But that is not an acceptable excuse for what he did there. Yeezy.com has been banned by Shopify. Yeezy.com store down. There's the picture of the swastika shirt. Yep. It's a white t-shirt with a black swastika on it.
It couldn't be clearer. It's no, there's no trickery, nothing. This is him saying, here's what I have for sale at my shop. This is...
Wow.
I mean, it's just, I just, the end of that story. Moving on. Just want you to know, don't click on any of the Yeezy links anymore.
Wow.
I know, right?
He's just off the deep end. That's it.
Even his wife is pleading with God on Twitter.
Well, I don't know how much money he's got left. I know he lost an S ton of money. When his deal with Adidas blew out, like, that was a big deal. Like, that made him a billionaire, basically.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And that he just lost almost. So doing ads like that.
$2.77 billion in 2025, according to Forbes.
$2.77 billion.
Oh,
no.
After being dropped by some of the brands, his net worth fell to $400 million, according to Forbes. Now, Eaton Venture Services says he's got $2.77 billion. I don't know. Listen, even if he only has $400 million, he eats.
Well, it does seem like it won't last if he's, you know.
Right.
People can blow through money, large amounts of it. I'm not worried about him. He's not my problem, but I do feel like.
I feel like he's all of our problems. Like, what is this guy doing? And why are we continuing to let him do it?
Well.
Really? A link on the Super Bowl to your swastika shirt? What are you doing?
I wonder who pulled it down. Well, I guess that I just read it. Shopify pulled it down?
Yeah.
I guess if he was posting through there, I don't know. So crazy. Okay. Let's talk about the other commercials that were on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
This is something that USA Today does annually. It's their ad meter poll. And I got to say, they got it wrong. Maybe people are just looking for good feelings, because the top two, I was like, those were the two most boring. Number one on their list, I'm starting at the top. They say the number one best ad of the Super Bowl was the first delivery, the Budweiser, where the little horse isn't alive. The keg falls off. He rolls the thing. Like, I feel like I've seen that same commercial from them every year. Since the dawn of
it's cute,
the Super
though.
Bowl.
It's cute.
It's fine.
Animals.
Sure, it's fine.
Doing work. Look at the guy with the hairy feet. It's so neat.
Oh, the feathers. The fetlock.
The feet feathers?
Well, yes. They have an extensive fetlock.
Fatlock.
Fetlock.
Fetlock.
It's like the hair that comes off. Normally it's a little bit longer in the back, but theirs is they have these big feathery bell bottoms. They wear the bell bottoms of the equine world.
Okay. It was cute.
It was cute.
I didn't think it was the cute. Number one spot either, but I don't hate it.
Now it's a poll, so maybe it's just that enough people were like, that did not offend me.
Okay.
Number two is the Lay's commercial with the little girl who plants the potato.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it was like sometime in the first half.
Okay.
As I mentioned, not going to be a lot of third and fourth quarter. And I was pretty, I mean, I knew who was going to win, and I was getting going about my day.
I stayed. I did not watch the after show where there's awards and speeches. Yes. I was gone for that, but I definitely stayed through the last second tickoff.
The Little Farmer is the name of that one. Lay's. The pickleball ad. Did you see that one? Catherine O'Hara and Willem Dafoe?
No.
So that was funny. They were like ringers. They were like
they're good.
Like pickleball ringers. Okay. And they would keep, every time they would see someone who had some Michelob Ultra, they would bet that, like, oh, do you think we could play you? And the people would be like, you know, well, we play at kind of a high level. So I'm like, oh, well, we'll just, you know, it's just a bet.
That's a real thing. We used to play volleyball for beer. Like, it's a real thing where you would go, we'll play, but we'll play you for a sixer or whatever. I would never have been doing that for Michelob Ultra. But
right. Well, look.
No offense, Michelob Ultra.
Catherine O'Hara and Willem Dafoe. They come in there. And it was a very cute commercial. And it's, I mean, very of the moment. Pickleball is huge right now. Let's see. So that's the Ultra Hustle. That was number three. I thought that was really good.
Lots of golfers will play for a beer or a round, who wins this hole or whatever. That's fun.
David and Dave, starring David Beckham and Matt Damon for Stella Artois.
That was cute.
It's cute. Was I the only one who felt like the ads were just, I felt like I saw a lot of them already. And now as I'm reading through this list going,
they were very meh.
Yeah, there's definitely a concern towards offense that people probably have now that they once didn't.
Number five is Somebody. Do you remember this was an NFL commercial, and it was all these sort of like dudes from the NFL who mentor kids. I am somebody.
I love it.
I thought that was a nice one too.
I loved that one. Yes, I absolutely loved it.
That's at number five.
I'm a sucker for that crap though. So that, and I don't mean to call it crap, but you know what I mean.
It was touching. It's little kids being mentored by people who've made it.
I love that stuff.
Number six was another one I really loved. It was Flag 50, as in let's have women's flag football be, a majorly supported sport in all 50 states. I can't remember what their tagline was, but it was, it started with this girl and she's got a flag,
A girl, Sarah, just to be clear.
A young woman.
Okay.
But it's about, I think it was like collegiate level flag football.
All right.
And it was very inspirational. And these chicks were badass. I really loved it. Just the spinning and the keep, the flag football's cool. You just want to grab one of the things off of them.
I used to love playing that.
Yeah. It's fun. Anyway, it was an impressive commercial. I really liked it. And that one was rated in sixth place in the USA Today ad meter poll. Big Men on the Cul-de-Sac, Post Malone, Shane Gillis, Peyton Manning. That was a Bud Light commercial. It was really funny and very cute. And I can't help it. I love Post Malone. And I find him charming every single time. The Century of Cravings, which, by the way, there's an extended version of this. Most of these ads that did well in the ad meter, all of them are in long form on the internet. And so I've seen most of the Seal one. I really felt like that one was nothing in the 30 seconds as opposed to what it was when I watched the full 2-minute version of that thing.
They cut out
all the good stuff.
But I felt like that, as marketing goes, you've got opposing audiences here. Right. Old people and kids that drink Mountain Dew.
Right. Who's that guy? I guess maybe they just hoped that making that guy into a seal would rock so hard that the kids would go, that guy.
Or maybe they hope older people like me go, you know what I need? A do.
I'm going to try that new Baja flavor.
I don't know.
The Century of Cravings was Matthew McConaughey, Kevin Bacon, Martha Stewart, Charlie XCX is on that. It's an Uber Eats commercial. And the long form is so fun and so funny. It's fine. The short one was fine, but... When Sally Met Hellman's, that's the Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal, Sydney Sweeney, Hellman's Mayonnaise. Pfizer Knockout. That was the, we're fighting for 8 cancer breakthroughs by 2030. Did you see that one?
I didn't, but I like it. Do they have the boobies ad?
That one
there?
Was further down. Let me find that.
The Pfizer ad was great. I wrote, like, I remember writing that down on my notes of, like, great commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah, it was that good.
The Novartis one was the Your Attention, Please, starring Hailee Steinfeld and Wanda Sykes. And that was about, if you're going to look at them, what you should really know is that 6 out of 10 women are going to, or whatever the number was that they flashed up there, or 1/6 of all the women watching the Super Bowl right now are going to get breast cancer.
It was smart because there I was. A man looking at boobies before I knew we were doing a cancer ad and then went, oh, I'm the worst.
You tricked me. Fine, I looked at him because I like him.
I am the worst. Oh.
Let's see. I don't have time for a bunch more, but the abduction one from Doritos, I thought that was really cute. The guy's fighting the alien tractor beam and then it goes up and then the flying saucer explodes and then there he is.
What was the one with the skin hat?
Oh, that
was gross.
That was gross. I did not like that. And that did not make the top 20.
Well, no, I would think it would make the like the ones where they go, well, that one missed entirely.
You know what?
Because I don't know the product and I remember being like kind of grossed out by it.
Yeah, it was weird. And like the guy we had like a skin cowboy hat on. I'm seeing if I can find it here. I have a full list of every one that aired. Blech. And it's not in the top 20, but perhaps it's... Okay, well, it's going to... I'm almost
it's
to 20
okay.
now.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
I want to find
I just,
it.
I thought
see
that
it.
One in particular was, like, gross. It may have worked if... But it didn't on me because I don't remember the product at all.
Yeah, it was... It wasn't anything about country music, which is what I
it was Tubi.
Was it a Tubi one?
It was Tubi.
Yeah, it was Tubi.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got to wait for it to come around.
But it's I've seen several lists of like the worst ads, and that one is mentioned ever.
Yeah, it was. It People wasn't. It was just that it was so like you.
Yeah,
and,
he had
and
a
other
skin...
people had different kinds of hats on too. I was like, what? Gross. People liked the Harrison Ford Jeep commercial, owner's manuals, the title of it. That was number 12. I loved the Instacart one where it was like ads for 50 different items. And then there
oh,
they
the
all
Jolly
are.
Green Giant comes running. Yeah. Is that the one?
Yeah. And the guy on the horse with the, you know, the Old Spice guy.
Cool, you like, I saw Shaboozy and was like, it's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy was further
nerds.
Down. Yeah, the nerds. I thought he was just too laid back. I was like, hype it up, dude. My favorite commercial the whole day was Glenn Powell in the Ram, Goldilocks, and the Three Trucks.
That
was my favorite one. I'm like, how is this not higher up? That one was excellent. So funny and doofy. And that one came in 19th place.
How did the Jesus ad do?
I like the Jesus ad.
I love the Jesus ads. It's a good message even if
nice.
You're not a Christian.
Right. I don't have, they're not in the top 20.
Oh, okay.
So, but there were 57 ads apparently. So.
Oh, geez.
I know. The No Reason to Hate, the Snoop Dogg, Tom Brady Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. That was 17th. And the Sloth, Coors Light, the Slow Monday. That was 18th. They're up there. Okay. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, we haven't gotten to Fast Facts yet.
Oh,
and
do
more
that.
After these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram page. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. February's pest of the month, rodents.
Oh, rats and mice and brr.
Whether rats or mice, ATCO Pest Control can remove them without poison and seal your home.
Nice.
Visit ATCOPestControl.com. That's ATCO, A-T-C-O, ATCOPestControl.com for promotions and keep your space rodent-free for good.
Yeah.
Do it.
You know you need to. What are you giggling about?
You are ridiculous. That's why.
Well, it's true. You don't want rats at your house.
No, I was thinking of the whole hot tub thing, but you know, whatever.
Oh. Wait, do you think the rats are going to get my hot tub?
No, I think that you probably need to put some pavers outside the peephole so that the kids don't destroy the grass. Just give them a nice run out into the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pavers or something.
Just like a little, sort of like a viewing deck.
Right. I yes. Say.
All right.
You understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's wonderful, then. Thank you.
Hey, coming up this weekend, there's a couple big deals. Saturday is Chinese New Year. parade here in San Francisco starts at 5 p.m. And the NBA All-Star Game events are through the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I believe Maddie put that up, the events and the scheduling, at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mostly clear here early, although I'm starting to see less blue.
Yeah, it looks a little... Yeah, almost like toward hazy.
But clouds today as the day moves along and rain tonight, not heavy. The biggest storm is hitting on Thursday, like Thursday morning all day.
Okay.
We're going to have another one of those ones.
Yay.
All day. Yeah. Yep.
We need the rain.
Yeah, we need the rain.
Give us the rain.
Yes, we do. And then hopefully on Friday for your... are you flying Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh.
Midday. I know.
Oh.
I know. John's freaking out about it.
Why?
Because it's going to be a nasty day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I know.
No, I was hoping it was Friday, and then I was going to say, it's going to be clear. It should be better.
Oh. Well, my flight gets delayed, I'll fly out on Friday.
This is something. Happy National Make a Friend Day.
Oh. Make a friend day.
Make a friend day.
And that's nice.
I've been telling my daughters, more so with Isla, because, you know, the first kid, you've got all these big ideas about being a parent. And I used to tell her quite a bit, we make friends wherever we go.
Right.
We smile. I'm not trying to get her, kidnapped, but you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
we
make friends wherever we're. And I tried to show her that as we'd walk through our neighborhood with Willa. I would say hello to people, introduce myself, try to, you know,
be in the community.
Be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Make a friend day. It's not as hard as you think. It goes back to say hello to people is a great way to start. Say hi.
Right.
You see him again if we're a couple times and then you go, hey, my name's Vince. Nice to meet you. What's yours?
Right.
That's how you do it. It's really not that hard.
Right.
I mean, maybe you've got some anxiety. Maybe you haven't left the house in 20 years. I don't know. But in general, the average person can do this. It just...
Well, and it might require some effort. Sometimes, you know, it's great to be a friendly person and that, you know, that's not going to push friends away from you. But sometimes you've got to go a few extra steps and find something that you're interested in that you can join a club where you might meet new people. And
that's on the list for sure. They say a poll found last fall found 39% of Americans hadn't made a new friend in over a year. So people asked, you know, online, what do we do? Give me some advice on how I can make friends more easily. And the comment that got the most thumbs up votes, find a place where you see potential friends regularly. Like pickleball.
Sure.
Like a sewing circle.
Yeah.
Like a coffee shop. Even church. Where you will repeatedly see people, and eventually, like I said, you might first just be a hi. At some point, you'll say, hey, I'm Vince. What's your name?
Right.
Very nice to meet you.
What are you all about?
Yeah. What's your deal?
You know, Riley, my older son, moved to New York, I guess in September, and he does know some people there, but he was looking to make some new friends and to stretch out, and that was sort of why he wanted to move there, and he joined something. He went to like a Facebook event for people who want to learn to speak Japanese and people who are Japanese who want to learn to speak English. And it was like we're gathering at the food court at this near this park or whatever it is. And so he shows up there and he doesn't know anyone at this thing. And he said, you know, and I feel this and I know people, you go someplace to a party or a gathering where you don't know anyone. He said, and I was walking around the perimeter. I was like, what am I doing here? I should just leave. And that was when he turned around and bumped into a Japanese lady. And he said, Sima-san or, you know, whatever thing in Japanese. And she smiled and said, you know, hello, I am. And now he goes there every week and he has this ever growing group of Japanese speakers and he is learning and helping them too. And but you know that feeling where you've shown up, so you're hurting your bell and your hand.
Well, but that is...
But that feeling where I should just leave. Don't just leave. Don't leave. Give it a second.
That button was for, it's emphatic. It's, did you hear that, everyone?
Don't leave. Try. Talk to someone.
The kid bumped into some lady and it turns out.
And she saved him from leaving.
Saved him from the rest of the day home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Home alone with no friends.
Now he goes out. She takes him out to places and teaches him how to order the various foods. And
you hear that, everyone?
I know. It's so awesome. And he was telling me the story over FaceTime. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, you cried?
Well, no, but, you know, my mom. Right. So I was, like, really pleased for him. That's right. Great. And what he did was went to something that he really wanted to learn and something he's interested in and that he has a baseline knowledge on and met people who are like-minded.
It's Happy National Make a Friend Day.
Yeah.
And on the list of ways you can get more friends, find something you're into and then keep going back. Coffee shop, sewing circle, pickleball, even church, even
there it is.
A Japanese some weird to language English thing, speaking right. group, whatever it may be, turn up.
Yep.
Paste a smile on your face, even if you're scared, and say,
hello.
Hi. You can do this. And then eventually, after a while, you invite someone you know from that group or place outside that place, and now you're friends.
Right. Want to go? I was going to go do this thing. Do you want to come?
Let's go see a ball game. Let's right. go do this. Let's get a meal. Let's whatever.
There's a thing. There's an exhibition at a museum that you might be interested in because of this other thing we have in common.
Try it.
Make a friend. Good luck.
Loneliness is terrible, and I hate to think you're sitting there lonely.
It's one of the saddest things.
Because you are...
in a self-imposed prison.
Yeah, you're
house.
Scared, and I understand, but it's two letters. Hi. There's more letters. Hi, my name is...
Start with hi, right.
Hi, my name is...
Right. Hello.
What's yours?
And lots of people want friends,
mm-hmm.
you know? We all just bump around.
I
and
love
don't
making
really
friends.
Don't contact with
there
anyone.
There are people I know... at different spots in the ocean. I see them all the time. We're total bros. We don't know each other's name.
Right.
Not in a million years.
But you recognize each other
and absolutely have their back. And
them.
We definitely,
yeah.
you know, are
That's
happy to see each other.
That's
it's
nice.
Really, really cool. And we don't need it to go any farther than it is.
Right.
I'll see them eventually out there. And then, hey!
You again.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Good one. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
Fast facts. Fast facts.
This might be on the list of weirdest fast facts.
Oh, really?
Well,
we've had
couple,
some weird
you know,
ones, man.
There's two on this list that are both like, what?
Okay.
The highest number counted to out loud was how much? How much did someone, how far did the count that one time? And officially...
As in, they started at one or zero or whatever.
One. Two. How high did that person...
That's good.
Yeah,
that
thanks.
Was really
yeah.
good.
How high did that person count?
I mean, Jesus. Honestly, it would take so... I'll say 250,000.
1 million flowers.
They counted to a
whatever.
Million?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They counted to a million out loud.
1 million sheep.
Did they take sleep breaks? And
it took the guy 89 days, with each day averaging just over 11,200 numbers per day.
So that's all he did for 89 days.
The highest number counted to out loud was 1 million.
And someone sat there with him documenting this.
It took the guy 89 days, with each day averaging just over 11,200 numbers per day. That is so weird. And how do you not, you know,
say this is stupid
as
after
a
2 days?
You want to encourage your kids to be good at something. But don't you walk in on that and go, it's enough.
Yeah, it was enough at day 8. Forget day 88.
I gotta ask you to stop this. It's right. gotta stop.
I'm getting to a million, Mom. Don't try and stop me. That is stupid.
Here's another weird one.
All right.
It is illegal. As in, against the law.
I actually knew what that meant.
Okay.
Go on, though.
It's illegal to reincarnate in China without government permission.
Oh. Do they often give permission? Like when you are dying in China, do you go, yo, hoping to reincarnate? I mean, in a Chinese accent, of course.
Which you would never do.
Ever. Can I get permission for that? Because I'd really like to come back as a, I mean, maybe a human, but also maybe a cat. Or an eagle. I mean, I'd like to come back as a bird.
Well, or a horse. We're talking about China too. So there's, right. You might want to be a cock. You might want to be a snake.
Yep.
You might want to be a
monkey. The horse.
Right.
Yeah. The rat.
Yeah. I believe this year, as there's a parade this Saturday, is the year of the
is snake. It? The year it's of the snake now.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of all the, you know, the Chinese zodiac animals.
I got the good one right off the bat, I think. Yeah. So.
Mm. Yeah.
My bad.
That's the best year of all of the years.
Yeah, just let it lay.
What?
No, we know. We only said it once and we're moving on from it. You don't have to bring it back up, Maddie.
We're
grown ups over here. And we know when to stop.
Take it easy.
You know me.
Right. And you know us.
Yes, I do.
So I don't know why you're worried.
Yeah, relax. The female blanket octopus is over 70 times larger than the male.
A blanket octopus?
The female blanket octopus is over 70 times larger than the male. She's 6 feet. He's less than an inch. So for mating...
He just crawls up underneath the blanket and
he
goes
basically
to town?
Just swims in.
Oh, so she is really sexy.
Yeah, pretty.
She is
That's
a very,
very pretty.
Beautiful sea creature. Wow. Please Google. I can't. It's hard to describe. Like if an octopus were an angel, that's what we're looking at.
And they say there was a thing that said the very, very tip of her, I should say, is dangerous.
You mean like the top of her head?
No, the other tip.
The tail.
The tail.
Right there.
Oh. Oh, that. I didn't even. She's dangerous. So large, I couldn't even. Okay, so now we're talking about like, if like picture an octopus and it has 8 legs. And there's membranous, like just flowing, blankety, but very thin skin, like webbing. Like, but then I now am seeing what you're saying, that she's. Some of that webbing extends down beyond the tentacles and is a whip of sorts. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Are these things common?
I don't know.
No, they're rare. It says rare.
Oh.
Rare blankets.
The blanket octopus.
Well.
Please Google this, you guys.
And the male is 1 inch in size. Not the male area. The entire male.
So he
is
just
1 inch.
Climbs on up there and releases the kraken.
Right.
And then, you know. She has babies later. She must lay eggs, right? That's what an octopus does, doesn't it? It's actually quite astounding. And I'm looking at line drawings of they're trying to make sense of it. Oh, there's the male. Go scroll down. Down one. There he is. The tiny, tiny little blanket. See the teeny guy?
No, I don't see him.
He's a fourth picture over on the bottom row. No, nothing? Tiny, teeny, tiny little?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy!
Right?
Boy, that is really embarrassing.
Really, really small. He gets in there and goes to town. He's like a sex toy, really.
Truly a pipsqueak.
Tiny, but gets the job done.
Maybe the water's
we don't know
really
that.
Cold.
They're
very rare.
They're rare.
Only once in a while do they get the job done.
Loser.
Yeah, he's a total loser. But I gotta say, I cannot believe I'm 58 years old and I've never seen a picture of these incredible, beautiful, astounding sea creatures. I'm amazed. Like, I know we throw the word amazing around. This is amazing. Oh, breathtaking.
Our text number is
stupendous. Okay. Phenomenal. Can't believe it.
It doesn't matter. You know the number better than I do. Let's move on. Here's a couple texts. Lots of us guys can relate to... Oh, boy.
No, oh, I'm not gonna something read about that. Being, it's you know, small. 70 times smaller than your woman.
Sorry to hear that, boys.
Sorry, guys.
Make a friend. Why we turn up every morning for this silly radio show. There's a community here. Thanks for bringing us together.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Vin at Napa.
You know, there used to be the Looking Glass, which was a place where there were a bunch of people who would all, it was sort of like a little chat room where our video was playing all morning. And that is apparently coming back. That's right around the corner. So if you really miss the Looking Glass and the little, I don't know if it's going to have the comment section. I don't know that much about it, but I hear it's coming back and I know people used to really like it.
925 says, sometimes you two are so inspiring and really punch through my hardened heart. OFOC.
Oh, goodness.
You guys are so sweet. I'm loving this Find a New Friend campaign.
Yeah, that's it was very sweet, Vinny. I love that story.
415 says, do you want to know how to meet people? Go outside.
Go outside.
Yeah, you got to leave. You can't do it in your room right. or in your house. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard, and I understand that. I am easy with making friends, but I've definitely, you know, I used to, as a young man, I would see some lady and be like, I love her, and now I have to figure out how to ask her out.
And marry her.
Right. And so one time I ended up with like five beaded bracelets because this chick worked at the bead store as I was walking by, and I was like, oh, well, let me go back in there and see what's up. And then I made a beaded bracelet and left and was like, well, now what do?
I guess I have to keep going back and make more beaded bracelets.
Until I can.
Did you end up getting with her?
I didn't.
Well, you got some nice jewelry though.
I learned the valuable lesson is don't make one bracelet and then now you got to come back and be like, I'm now a bracelet making guy hoping this lady's going to want to go out with me.
Were you talking to her the whole time you were making the bracelet? Or?
It was just dumb. It was just a dumb,
that's a dumb
premise.
You did what you
no, it didn't work.
You had
I should
to
have.
Do.
You know what I should have done? Walked right in there and gone, I'm not interested in making bracelets, but you're hot. You want to go out?
Yeah.
No? Okay, bye. Like, it would have saved
no,
me.
No, you
so
did the right thing.
Time.
No, but it wouldn't have worked.
And besides,
you can't just walk in off the street and
I
be like, you're hot, I want to do
no,
you.
Well,
you
know what?
What do you
no,
think?
I wasn't going to say I want to do you, but I certainly don't
I mean,
want to be a guy
basically what you're saying?
Covered in accessories.
And you like, can be like, oh no, I lost my bracelet
with, no.
again. Could you help me make one that will stay on better? Would you
it's dumb.
On me?
It's dumb.
I really like you.
Dumb.
No, it's hard for people. It really is.
It is hard.
And we're all so
out of nowhere,
insecure.
Like to just walk up to someone and be all, I'm interested. Are you?
Just always remember that unless you told someone you were insecure, nobody knows it. And so if like the whole fake it till you make it, like act confident and people will believe that you are confident because everyone's in their own head going, I shouldn't be here. I'm scared. I don't feel confident. Like, and the more you pretend to be confident, the more confident you will actually be. So leave your house and try it out. The end.
Oh, you're done. Okay.
Oh, do you want more?
No, yes.
All right. Plane crashes, weight loss, and inspirational, extraordinary love stories.
Oh.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.